This is, you know, we talk about cultural differences from time to time. What we experience in this country, vastly different from what experiences happen in other countries. We are certainly not a perfect country. We know that. We have our troubles, our tribulations. We have our scandals, though in this country, at least, we know we can talk about them. We can protest them. We can debate them. We can have changes. We know that. Mm-hmm. In Iran, this story from, I think it was Reuters, says here that Iranian police are hunting, that's the way Reuters writes it, for a group of girls who launched a viral Selena Gomez dance trend. The video was posted online last week showing five young Iranian women performing a dance routine to the song, I guess it's Calm Down, by Rima and Selena Gomez. And here it is. And here are the five Iranian women. And here it is, the video right there. Looking pretty good. Looks like something you might see on some street in America.
Yes.
Sure.
You know,
looks like the streets of New York.
Exactly. Just having a good time there. But, of course, this is in Iran.
Mm-hmm.
And these are young women.
And they're not allowed to do that.
And, yeah, and they don't have their headscarves on. And they're dancing. And so, as it says here, this was apparently at a West Tehran housing development that's been a flashpoint of anti-government protests, which in its own, any kind of anti-government protest.
Yeah.
But this one in particular. So apparently it says here, after this was shared on a popular Twitter account, police came visiting the area looking for the young girls. In fact, since then, this was last week, there are other videos that are popping up of other Iranian girls and women who are doing the same thing and doing their best to post it and hide. Activists are hailing the women for their courage in defying the Islamic Republic's ban on public dancing and the strict dress code, which mandates the wearing of headscarves. This actually is something that dates back to last September, when apparently a woman was taken into police custody for an inappropriate attire situation, and she died in police custody. So there's been a lot of, you know, murmurings. But still, in Iran, this is pretty groundbreaking. It says here Iranian security forces have been cracking down on some of the protests that have been going on. And it says here at least four protesters have been executed. Again, this is,
oh my gosh,
this is just a reward of information. So, as I said, cultural differences of what we have here in this country, the innocence of this video that you could find on any street corner in America,
yeah,
any school, mm-hmm, you know, yeah, you could see some young girls doing some dance routines to that. But in Iran, that gets you in trouble.
Remind you almost of, like, well, Footloose was only about a church in a small town, but that's a whole country, and it's,
yeah, and it's something
it
that
goes to some extremes.
You know, we as much as we know, we've had, again, our history of some of the rights and what people are being able to do, and certainly women, but where women are today, of, you know, we just think nothing of it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
In fact, this country, some would be appreciative of the fact of the amount of clothing that these girls actually had.
Yeah.
Since we see a lot of that dancing where it's a little skimpier.
Well, that's what makes America America.
That's what makes America America. So we'll put a link up if you want to check it out.
Guess the difference is that John Lithgow wasn't going to hunt down.
No, that's true.
Kevin Bacon, I guess.
One
small difference.
Yeah, that's true. This is true.
But the overall sentiment.
Yeah.
The whole thing too about that they could be killed for that.
Well, that's why I wonder. I'm surprised they haven't been
captured executed
yet. I'm wondering if they're in some kind of hiding.
Well, you wonder,
I
mean, because they should be identifiable.
Right.
I don't know how the investigations go or exactly to what extent they are actually, you know, or are the Iranian authorities realizing that this is very tenuous and saying, well, you know, we're trying to crack down on it, but we're not going to, you know, do a door-to-door search. I don't know.
Yeah.
But they certainly aren't. They're not pleased. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
And just to throw further cultural differences into, because at the same time that I discovered this story popping up, here's a story from Berlin. apparently in Berlin, the local government in the German capital has just made a ruling that at the public pools this summer, women will be allowed to go topless. So,
wow.
Apparently,
I
they
don't
were.
I think I'd be going there.
You don't
have scary.
It's not a mandate. It's just no. It's an option. But
wow,
there were complaints about women who are being denied equal treatment under the laws that allow men to go without shirts on. So some women protested, and so the Berlin government said, "Okay,
all right, you want to go topless? Go right ahead."
Now, certainly, in many European countries, the cultural difference of what they allow on their beaches
sure.
to what we even allow here is a big difference, as evidenced here.
You're right.
I don't think we're at that point yet. But there have been some women who protested those kinds of things in this country. But in Berlin, you can.
Not going to go back to wool socks and knee-length swim dresses.
So, and around the girls can't dance, but in Berlin, they can let it all hang out.